increasingly weak ABC network, but the collapse of the tech bubble and now a likely drop in consumer spending clouded the outlook for ad revenue. At Fox Family, programming activities had ground to a halt once the sale was announced. Fox had agreed that any spending over $10 million had to be approved by Disney. Over the summer, as decisions had to be made to acquire programming for the fall and winter, nothing was approved, and so nothing new was ordered. At the very least, Gold thought he could get Saban to cut the price substantially to complete the deal. He asked Eisner if he should again contact Saban to feel him out, but this time Eisner was insistent. "Stay out of this," he warned. "I'll handle it." On the Monday after the attacks, the same day the stock market reopened, Disney went ahead with a $1 billion issue of corporate debt, all of it purchased by its investment bank, Goldman Sachs. It was the first new debt issue since the attack, and Disney said at the time that the proceeds would be used to finance the Fox Family acquisition, though its SEC registration also indicated the possibility of buying back shares. 2 days later, on September 19th, Eisner got a startling call from Sid Bass, long his staunchest ally and closest confidant, about Disney, even though Bass had never held a board seat. Along with the holdings of his brothers Lee, Robert, and Edward, and their father Perry, the Basses remained Disney's largest shareholders, even though they maintained they had ceased to invest as a group within the meaning of the securities laws and therefore no longer had to disclose their combined holdings. In the early 1990s, the Basses had decided to go their separate ways with their vast fortune, and the Disney stake had been divided among them. By 2001, none individually held more than 5% of Disney's shares outstanding, which would have required a filing with the SEC. Still, their interests remained closely aligned, and Eisner had retained the staunch support of Sid. Both Gold and Roy were well aware, as was Eisner, that the Basses and Eisner together held a controlling stake in the company, as they had ever since the Basses had thrown their support to Eisner in 1984. As long as he had the support of Bass, Eisner could pretty much afford to snub other shareholders, money managers, pension fund advisors, and even directors, since they served at the pleasure of the company's largest shareholders. But now Bass told Eisner that he faced a looming crisis from the continuing collapse of the stock market and the plunge in value of Disney shares. The Basses were facing margin calls on vast holdings in technology shares they had bought using borrowed money and other shares, including Disney, as collateral. The value of their holdings had fallen so low that the margin lenders were demanding that the debt be repaid. Long known as shrewd value investors, in large part from their wildly successful investment in Disney, Sid Bass, like many such investors, had grown impatient with the solid but unspectacular returns attained through value investing in the late 1990s, when the NASDAQ was soaring 80% in a year. In 1999, he had fired his investment manager and plunged heavily into the technology sector less than a year before it hit its peak in March 2000. Now Bass told Eisner that he, his brother Lee, and their father had no choice but to sell a combined 135 million shares in Disney, representing a 6.7% stake in the company and virtually